Hi, my name is Jenna Kinsel. I'm a junior here at San Diego State, and I'm originally from Sacramento, California. Sacramento is a great place to live, especially in Gold River, where I grew up. It's a small, close-knit city with all little kids growing up on the street, and we rode our bikes to our elementary school, which is only about 5 minutes from my house. I lived my whole life in Sacramento, and I thought it was time to experience something new, so I chose to come down to San Diego State. San Diego is one of the most beautiful places in California, and I knew that I would love it here. I love the weather and the beach, and it seemed like a good fit for me in the classes that I was choosing. I also came with my best friend, Julianne, that I grew up with since kindergarten, and we had always said they were going to college together, and it ended up coming true. The first year, freshman year, we stayed in the dorms together. And then sophomore year, we moved down the street to College Manor Apartments, and now we're in a house just right across the street from campus, and it's very nice to just roll out of bed and come to the 8 o'clock physics class. I came to San Diego undeclared, but now I'm majoring in kinesiology with a physical therapy emphasis, and as of right now, I'm on the path to becoming a physical therapist. I have always been very athletic and interested in the human body and how it works. I think it would be neat to help athletes recover from their injuries. And I also thought about becoming an athletic trainer, personal trainer, or nutritionist, which still is one of my top interests that I might become. Health is very important to me, and I've always tried to keep my body healthy. So I thought it would be rewarding to help other people maintain a healthy lifestyle as well. I'm still not exactly sure what I want to do, but I know it's somewhere along those lines. This year, I'm taking Physics 180B because it is a prerequisite for my major, and I took Physics 180A last semester. I remember taking physics in my junior year of high school and thought it was very interesting with all the experiments that we did in class, and I received a decent grade. This year, however, is much more difficult than high school physics, and it's very important for me to earn a good grade. I've always put a lot of pressure on myself to do well in school, and so far physics has been one of the toughest classes for me. Even though it's tough, I know that it's important for me to understand physics. Physics is very important. It's all around us in our everyday lives, and we don't really realize it. Physics is important to me because it will help me with my future in learning about the human body. Every time the body moves, there's physics applied to it. Every time the body gets injured, there's physics involved. Without physics, we wouldn't be able to detect the injuries or health problems that the person has. It is important to understand action potential in the body because it is a means of communication in the nervous system. The action potential explains what happens inside the body when you get hurt, for instance, if you stub your toe or hit your head. In order to really understand physics, we have to use the problem-solving method because physics requires explanation and reasoning. We can't just give the answer, or we will never really learn why or how something happens. Drawing a diagram helps show a visual of what is actually happening in the problem and sets the problem up so you can find the answer. After drawing the diagram, you need to explain what is happening in order to fully understand it, and then you can solve the problem mathematically and find your answer. I find that the problem-solving method really helps me understand physics at a much higher level. Even though it takes a long time and requires a lot of paper and writing, it is worth it because reasoning and explanation is the most important part to solving a problem. So far, I've had a great experience in college. These 3 years have definitely gone by way too fast. I'm not ready to grow up and graduate yet. But I've learned so much about myself and what my interests are for the future. I feel I've grown tremendously as a person, and I hope that I can continue to grow even more throughout the rest of my education. I expect to get the most out of my education here at San Diego State, and I plan on going to graduate school to further my education and start my career in the health field. whether it be physical therapy or maybe even become a doctor. Sports medicine has also been another interest that I have had for a while now. Becoming a doctor, primarily for athletes, would be such a great job for me. I know that it will take a lot of work and time, but medical school is still one of my options for the future, and I just still haven't decided, but right now I'm trying to focus on my classes that I am currently taking, because I need to get good grades if I ever wanted to get into medical school.